go ahead and get into our Think Fast for this week, which is about the Supreme Court case in which I'm going to do the screen share thing here real briefly again, because I thought this was incredible. The Google results for Scrimeti versus U.S., it was where Tennessee banned surgeries and operations for trans changes for minors and went to the Supreme Court. They upheld that ban. So that doesn't mean it's banned nationwide, but states can take on laws like Tennessee and start to put that into place. Look at this Google thing. What it starts off with, what are the implications of the Scrimeti ruling for minors' access to gender-affirming care? It's not gender-affirming care. It's just
chopping genitals off. Call it what it is. Yeah.
Right. So you've got The Guardian, ban on youth gender-affirming care, how it will affect kids from the Scientific American, Teen Vogue, what this gender-affirming care decision means for you, anti-trans legislation, GLAAD, gay, lesbian, activist, whatever that thing is, the world's largest LGBTQ media advocacy organization makes their statement on it, Vox, incoherent and new attack on trans rights. So this is what I just wanted to highlight, that that's what Google's going to give you when you go looking for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
What you should know is this is really, really good news. And bonus, it was done by a brother in Christ, was the Scrimeti. The name on the case is the Tennessee Attorney General. So a shout out to him. Just really good news. So I've got some takes on it, but I want you guys to jump in with any thoughts that you have on this.
I already shared it on the main episode, but man, this is why politics matter. This is why getting the right guy in, putting people in the right position, getting the right people elected, not just president, but we're talking, president that will appoint Supreme Court justices, but also on the local level, getting the right people in place, state governments, things like that, because it has very real world effects. Now, we could try to go and convert everybody, and that'd be fantastic too. Convert everybody that's thinking about getting these surgeries and every parent that's going to get their kids these surgeries. Or we can just ban it all out at once and say, hey, we're not going to do that anymore. I think this is a huge win. And it's just a fantastic thing in general. I'm really glad to see that people are pushing back on this. And in Pride Month as well, I love this, that this comes down in Pride Month. I think, was it 2 years ago that Roe v. Wade was during June as well? In Pride Month, I want to say. And so that's at least two of the LGBTQ months that have been ruined by...
They usually drop the big ones in June, sorry.
But yeah, okay. I got you. Well, I love it. I think that's huge. So I'm in major favor of it. And another win for Christian nationalism, in my opinion. It's the same thing as, cutting off people that... should it be banned to do child sacrifice, which is abortion, but should it be banned to do child sacrifice? Yeah, it was a good thing when Christians started coming into all these other places and shutting it down from a legal perspective. It's a very good thing. Same thing here. It's real good. So another feather in the cap for Christian nationalism.
That's definitely the take here to be had, is that the anti-Christian nationalist has to say that this is not a good thing. Essentially, like that basically has to be your take if you're somebody who doesn't believe that, we should be making these differences in politics. And I'm sure Jack will have more to say about that. I do want to, it's a moment of pride for my home state, and shout out to, I know Matt Walsh played a, from the Daily Wire, played a huge role in this with his Vanderbilt investigation 2-3 years ago, kind of really shed light on it. And I think for me, the most interesting thing about it is people are finally saying the quiet part out loud, as I said a second ago, of like, gender affirming care. No, call it what it is. It's, you're not letting kids take puberty blockers. It's, we're not going to okay the mutilation of children's bodies when they're 10 years old. And just again, saying the quiet part out loud, the common sense is being rejuvenated of, we don't let kids get tattoos without consent. We don't let, kids smoke and but we'll let them completely mutilate their bodies forever. The common sense is prevailing. Logic is prevailing. And you hear that phrase thrown around the right side of history, quite a bit, unfortunately, generally by the left. This is one that I'm fairly confident Tennessee and hopefully other states also will join in being on the right side of history on. Should have been this way all along. And I the Pride Month, being in Pride Month is very exciting as well. But shout out to Tennessee. It's a very, very cool day for sure.
Apparently there is an effort to make this a nationwide thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing a bill in the House to make this the law of the land, which I really hope goes down. My take on this, is goes back to something I think Will introduced this take in the first year of Think Deeper. When he said it, it was like, what? And then he made the case like, yeah, of course. And I've written on it since. We make everything about evangelism. He said evangelism is overrated, I think was your take the first time. And it's because of things like this. And this goes back to what we talked about in the main episode here of, well, you're damaging your witness. In 2016, Christians damaged their witness by voting for Trump. What was the number one reason people voted for him? Was for the justices. We knew Supreme Court justices were coming due, and we wanted him picking them rather than Hillary Clinton, so we'll do that. And he'll even talk about, he made a coalition with religious leaders. I'm going to pick justices that uphold these things. I'm going to make them swear to uphold these things. And you got Roe v. Wade overturned. You got this thing overturned, or upheld, I should say, because of that. If we had all thought about evangelistic witness of, well, man, that one person's going to think I'm really mean if I do this, therefore I can't do it. Therefore, Hillary gets in, we have the justices, this is forever enshrined, abortion's forever enshrined, all these things happen. That's a bad thing. That is not a great thing. This person that we are desperately seeking their approval, they're not coming around. And like, it's not going to be like, look, I didn't vote for him. Okay, I'll come to your church this Sunday. It doesn't work that way. And so this take that people have of, well, because of evangelism, we can't get involved in these things. Wrong. Lives were just saved by this. Good or, was done. And
or not.
Go ahead. I've got one more point on that.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, not even just that, but like, we're better. Our time is better spent door knocking. Our time has been, I'm not trying to disparage that, but like, right, man, why are you getting involved in politics? It's way more important. It's way more worth your time to door knock and do all this stuff. And it's like, can't we do both? But the problem is, again, to go back to the evangelism being overrated thing, is like, which sounds awful to say, and everybody's going to freak out. That's what, you know, we're getting at here is, you know, a lot of people will come out and say, you know, our time is best spent on mission trips and door knocking. And of course, again, very valuable things to do. This is really important too. And this is, you know, the pre-evangelism point that Jack has. So, but yeah, I wanted to point that it's not just the, you know, it's going to damage your evangelistic witness. It's also that people think that it's not really worth your time to do this stuff. And it's way more valuable to the kingdom to do this other stuff, which right, is just not true.
Well, and a lot of the progressive churches that decry this kind of activism and getting involved in this kind of thing, but they're also very social justice minded, socially activist, things like that. Matt Walsh just did more good on this one thing alone by himself as one man than most of those churches will do in 10 years. I mean, like, literally saving young people's lives. And you can't, that, like, that, that's a great thing. Okay. Like, that, let's not downplay that. And so, yes, evangelize, absolutely. But don't take other opportunities to do good and say, well, it's because it's not evangelism, I'm just not going to do it. Or because somebody who I want to evangelize doesn't want me to do it, therefore I won't do it. Doesn't work that way. So, great thing. Again, great work by a brother in Christ to, win this case, and man, pray it goes nationwide. That'd be incredible. But that's our Think Fast for this week. As always, if you're catching this on YouTube in the standalone Think Fast, the episode itself was looking at ex Church of Christ arguments, why people left, and whether we think they hold any water. Some yes, some no. So it's a pretty interesting mixed bag. Be looking out for that on Monday, and be tuned into the Think Deeper podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, if you want to join us on Focus Plus, the deep end, as we call it, where we take your questions and have a bit of more of an extended episode, check that out at focuspress.org/plus. But if there's nothing else, we'll talk to you guys on the next one.